Heto na ang talakayang magbibigay linaw at kabuluhan sa mga isyong may kinalaman sa teknolohiya. Talakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang, kundi kaalamang nilalapit sa bayan.
Isang maganda at maulang hapon po sa ating lahat. Nandito naman po tayo sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang,
kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Trixie.
At ako naman si G.
Alright, so binabati po namin ang ating kasamang si Joy. Katalakayan yes. Na si Joy ay siya'y nag-aaral po ngayon dahil ang kanyang kompre para sa kanyang MA dito nga sa Comres.
Okay.
Ay sa Tuesday na po. So medyo high ano siya, high stress siya ngayon. Kasi sabi niya, Trixie, please. Kasi go kailangan away. Ko mag-focus. Trixie, go away. Nanonood ako, nakatingin ako sa mukha, sa desk niya, nakasabit akong ganun. Jo. Like na Joy. Trixie, go away. Hindi, joke lang. But yeah, good luck Joy at good luck po sa lahat na mag-exam, kompre nila. Sa Tuesday.
Anong mangyayari kapag pumasa sila sa kompre?
Hero of the universe. As far as I can remember, in-explain niya sa amin to, is
how does
that
it work ba?
Pwede na siya mag-thesis.
Ooh.
And then, 2 times lang nila pwede i-take. So, for example, hindi pumasa ang ibang tao ngayon. Yes. Kasi siya, syempre, papasa siya.
Yes, of course.
Pwede nila pa i-take either December or January. At basta twice a year siya nangyayari.
Okay.
At least kung nakita na nila the first time, medyo mas prepared na sila for it. Ang nakakaba, and please, if someone from Commerce is listening, correct me if I'm wrong, is if they don't pass daw the second time.
Anong mangyayari?
Parang DQ na.
Oh.
Dairy Queen na. Yon. So, good luck at sana po ay huwag tayo ma-Dairy Queen.
Yes.
But, yeah, kayang
kaya niyan.
Good studying, lots of coffee.
Sakto long weekend. So
oo nga.
Mag-aral
I think sinactory na naman nila 'yon. Kaya pinesto nila na ano, para talagang tatlong araw nakalubog lang siya sa mga libro niya.
Tama.
Yes. Okay. So marami tayong news updates today about ICT. Week. Marami naganap.
I know.
Oo nga nung nakaraang linggo, maraming na-stress.
Yes.
Na-stress ka ba?
Hindi naman,
slight lang. At may kasama po tayo ngayon sa booth, ating mga kaibigan,
yay!
Mga laymen.
Yay!
Yeah, ang ating laging kasama na si Marco, Chorva Commander on Twitter, twitter.com.
Marco Comicon pala,
dati Chorva Commander. So today, it's twitter.com/MarcComicon.
Yes, namiss niyo ako, no?
Wow!
So actually, recently, kailan ba yun? Monday yata or Tuesday, I was with Mark Comicon.
Okay.
During lunchtime.
Anong nangyari?
Pumunta kami sa ano? Secret ba to? sa isang bahay dito sa UP.
Okay.
Sa UP...
Bahay ng alumni?
Hindi, isang bahay.
Isang bahay na isang former vice president.
Isang bahay. And then, parang... Paglabas niya, pumasok siya sa bahay. Paglabas niya ng bahay, meron siyang dalang siguro mga kalahati ng katawan niya na stack ng comic books.
Wow!
Na ano pa, nakasil pa.
Wow!
Hindi alam na may-ari ng bahay.
Tapos may mga dust mites kasi stinore somewhere. Yeah. And then it's been like, maybe I would say 10-15 years na siyang nakastore doon.
20 years.
More than 20 years na siyang nakastore doon, unopened. So medyo may dust na. So the comics themselves, they're fine.
Okay.
Pero yung labas na plastic, yeah. Pinupunasan nila nung tanghali. So parang ako, oh my goodness. Wow. Pwede ka bumili ng mga 5 bahay. Meron kang ano yung pinaka-rare mo para maging target ka ng stalkers and
murder. Ano yun? Amazing Fantasy number 15. Yung first appearance ng naman yung Spider-Man.
Ayun, wow. Meron siya, no?
Kano lang yun?
Magkano lang yun? Hindi ko rin alam. Kaya nga siya pupunta ng ano South tomorrow. Pupunta siya sa mga residential community. Bibili siyang bahay.
To scout na for ano. Maka-canvas na. It's time.
Yeah,
problema
yeah,
ko
yeah.
Na kay Kelvin yung mga comics. So baka maunahan ako ni Kelvin.
Hi rin to our friend Kelvin. Also, computer science graduate. No, so hindi na rin siya natutulog ngayon because of the project he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I and also we also have a guest friend.
Na right? Medyo shy.
So nag-know siya sa booth natin ngayon. Nahiya lang siya magsalita. Ang sabi niya, hindi po ako magsasalita. Ano po ako, taga-palakpak tsaka taga-tawa.
AKA live laugh track.
Live laughing track, live clapping track, applause track. Yun. Hi, Romeo. Hi, kailangan. Say hi to your friends. Lee, hi, Romeo. Hi, kailangan na yun. Umurong talaga.
Ayun na po yung tumatawa na yun.
Hindi kinahaya.
Minig na minig nyo naman.
Yeah. Okay, so up today, ang ating mga pag-uusapan, meron tayong National ICT Month pala.
Cool.
Grabe, no? Sakto kung ano yung nangyari last week, National ICT Month. So medyo may awareness talaga ang mga tao about it. And then also, we have the pricing and release of the Nokia 3310. What?
Yes.
Blast from the past.
The return of the comeback. Yes, what?
Nagkaroon ka, G, ng
3310.
Ay, talaga!
I think so.
Ako hindi. Nilagpasan ko siya.
Pag-usapan natin last time, di
ba? Ako 5210?
I think.
Hindi, ano yung ano? 3210 ako.
Hindi ko na maalala.
3210 yung walang antenna na matigas din siya. Lahat sila matigas. Yung ganong series. Si Marco, I'm sure nagkatay.
Android nang nabutan ko.
Wow! Okay! Our 40-year-old friend,
I'm
Android.
Sorry.
Android, my
behind. Hindi pwede pumasok sa bagong bahay. Eh.
Grabe siya. Okay, yeah. And Romeo, ikaw ba nagkaroon ka ng ano? Ay, hindi niya inabot!
95 siya pinanganak ko.
Oh my gosh, ang sakit-sakit. Labas! Ayun. And then also, ito, para dun sa mga clumsy, kasi nga, wala nang mga kaising tigas ng 33-3210 ngayon.
Yes.
Pag nabagsak niyo yung telepono niyo, lalo na ako medyo mamahalin, ay, ang sakit-sakit.
True.
Ang sakit sa puso. Nakabagsak ka na ba ng phone?
Every day.
Namahal ah. Yung nag...
Accidente ba ito or deliberately?
Nabagsak mo and it sustained substantial damage.
Fortunately, hindi, never pa naman.
Okay. Ako din never. Pero basag yung phone ko kasi yung kapatid ko binagsak.
Deliberately ba ito?
Hindi, nabitaw. Nadumulas lang. Kaya I don't really mind.
Yes.
Hi, Paige. I love you. Pero yon may solusyon na dyan. Imbis, hindi na tayo kailangan pumunta sa... Hindi tayo kailangan magbayad ng... Sorry, kailangan pa rin magbayad na mahal. Pero at least hindi na kailangan maghintay ng pagkatagal-tagal. At hindi na rin tayo kailangan pumunta sa mga sketchy
yes.
na paggawaan. So we'll talk more about that later. And then also,
local news.
In local news, we have the news blocker na nilabas ngayon ng NUJP at CMFR.
Okay.
So we'll go into more detail about that later. I think this is a ano to? Plug-in, no?
Ah, okay.
It's a plug-in. So sige, pag-uusapan natin lahat news. Yan mamaya. And then also, of course, ngayon pinag-uusapan namin kanina pa and I think marami tayong tagapakinig na naapektuhan dito. Ikaw, G, hindi ko alam kasi kinanto mo pala sa akin kanina kung nangyari sa'yo. Kwento mo ulit.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll talk to Marco as well about it. Yun nangyaring fiasco with BPI.
Yep.
So kung meron po kayong stories about what happened to you during the BPI fiasco this past week, you can call us at 503-8288 na Manila line or 0927-220-8332. Pwede kayo mag-text din. And then also, you can tweet us at twitter.com/italakayan or send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/italakayan if you want to talk more about your experiences. Baka naman naka-gain kayo ng mga 1,000,000. Tapos na-withdraw nyo.
I wish.
Good luck, di ba? So, before we talk about all these things, I think we should be going on a break in a couple of seconds. So, ang oras po ngayon ay 15 minuto makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP o kapisahan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Overthink on.
Revealan na to.
Dumaan yung BSR.
Sabi ko na yung
BSR. Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang it ka. Gawin mo.
mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Boom! Huwag ko masyadong maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naiisip.
Susundutan lang kahit dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio! 7 to 8pm mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inihahatid ng Komisyon sa Wikang Filipino o KWF ang Salin Na, Lopez Haina 2017. Ang taunang patimpalak ng KWF sa pagsasalin ng pinakamahalagang tekstong pampanitikan, pangkultura at pangkasaysayan. Ito ay bukas sa publiko, kabilang na rin dito ang mga dayuhan na marunong mag-Filipino. Ang huling araw ng pagsusumite ng mga ilalahok ay sa 19 ng Agosto 2017. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, maaaring tumawag sa komisyon sa 243-9789. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng KWF sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like!
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share!
Anna is in a relationship.
Like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment,
like,
share,
comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri ng hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan!
Kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang
kundi kaalamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Trixie.
Ako si G.
Marco.
And kailangan may
mahihaing Romeo.
Diba sabi ko yung laughing track, so either tumawa ka or applause track, mapalakpa ka. Okay, applause track.
Perfect. Love it.
Balls. Alam mo kung ano kailangan palakpakan ngayon?
I know. What?
Ano?
Mali ito sabi ka na ano. Sabi ko, I know.
Yun ang
nabulul. But yeah, ano bang meron? Ano bang nangyayari ngayong June?
Ang Hunyo, tama? Hunyo, di ba?
Yes.
Ang National ICT Month.
Wow.
Okay, so ang tema ngayon ay ICT for a better and safe Philippines. O, oh, diba, safe.
Very timely.
Oo. Kasi, ayun ko, diba, I think napag-usapan natin last week na yung merong TRO bar, tama ba yung terminology ko, tungkol dun sa ipapalabas na batas about distracted driving.
Ah, yes.
So, tinigil muna yon kasi hindi
suspended
pa klaro.
Means, yes.
Hindi pa klaro. Pero sabi nga namin ni G, we agree na okay yon, pero dapat, they have to be specific and alamin talaga na they must do the research kung ano talaga yung nakaka-distract.
Yes.
Kasi yung mga asong umaalog yung ulo, hindi man nakaka-distract yun.
Tama.
Cute nga yun eh.
True.
O yung mga bulaklak hindi na gumagalang. Hindi.
Pati yung pusa.
Ayun. Yung pusa, yung ano, come here cat. Basta yung
Neko.
Oo, yung pang
kasali
rin
yung mga religious, ano tawag na yun?
Items.
Rosary.
Hindi naman siya nakaka-distract kasi hindi naman niya naharangan yung field of vision. So, yun nga, ang kailangan pag-usapan is A, yung mga nakaharang sa field of vision, I think, if sobrang dami ng mga placards sa harap ng sasakyan,
yep.
Medyo.
True.
Paano ba? Pwede ba sabihin ng driver na, hindi, sobrang expert level ko na, so hindi na yan.
You can't. Kailangan, it has to apply.
Yeah.
Para sa lahat.
And so, then, isa pang talagang nakaka-distract po ay yung pagyuko, pagtingin sa telepono.
Tama.
Pag social media, picture-picture, selfie ka sa, ay, nito sa ano, saan ba tayo nagda-drive madalas na nagpipicture tayo? NLEX, SLEX.
What? Ba't ka naman mag- Why? Bakit mo gagawin yun?
Eh, kasi pag nagda-drive ka, tapos pwede ka mag-selfie, yung blur. From the window.
Hindi mo na kailangan ng bokeh effect.
May blur.
May blur na agad yung background mo.
At yeah. But yun, yung mga ganun na tagang, yung kamay mo, na nasa telepono, yung mata mo nasa telepono. Medyo patay-patay. Kasi lalo na if you're going 100-120, which you shouldn't, max 100 on the highway.
Pero yung kung kuyari katabi mo, crush mo, Uh-huh. Katabi mo lang siya, hindi siya sa harap. Distraction din yan, di ba?
Actually,
pag naka-holding no. hands kayo.
Ah, pag naka-holding hands.
Actually, may point si Marco doon. Nakaka-distract nga.
Oy, may experience ka ba dyan?
Hindi <Well, laughs> pwede on air.
Kamolding hands ka ba?
So, well, tama yun. Marami lang pag-aralan yun.
Yes, kasi madaming mga, ano rin, maraming ngayong mga apps that do make it safe.
Yeah.
Make it better for us. Diba? Yung Waze, for example. It's safer for travelers kasi nakita nila kung nasan sila. They can even send their location data sa mga kamag-anak nila.
Yes. And they can avoid traffic kapag exactly. ginagamit nila yung mga ganong apps.
Precisely. And then, yun nga, sa akin, ang laking bagay ng location na papadala mo, yes. lagi silang updated. And yung pag-transfer ng secure data na hindi ka na kailangan lumakad, papunta pag... Alang sa akin, for example, sa banko lang, kailangan ko bayaran si G ng 10 million.
Aha.
Hindi man siguro.
Kung saan dumating ang araw na yun?
Dumating nga isang araw lang, di ba?
10 milyong sentimo. Magkano?
Ay, Diyos. Kailangan ko na calculate.
10 milyon sentimo kasi bumili ako sa kanya ng... Ano binili ko sa'yo?
Chiclet.
Ang mahal ng chiclet. 10 milyong sentimo.
Saan gawin chiclet mo?
Ilang chiclet yan?
May gold. Ay,
gold.
Gold.
Yung pwede kinikabit sa ngipin ba?
Bakit ba?
Bumili ako kay G ng 10,000 chiclet. 10,000 chiclet worth 10 million cents. No?
Yes.
Ng tapos. Mm. So, imbis na kukunin ko yung pera sa bangko, 10 million centavos, lagi ko sa bulsa ko or sa bag ko or what, gamit pwede ko na lang go online.
Bank transfer.
Bank transfer.
Online transfer.
Mm. Alam ko na napunta sa account niya, may resibo, may ganyan. Mm. At saka, alam mo yun, hindi ako na hold up. Mm. Hindi ako naabangan, yep. Hindi ako naabangan ng mga kaibigan ni G. Mm-hmm. Hold upin natin to, oh. Ganyan. So, pagdating mm-hmm. G na yun, eh kahit na kayo mong bayaran, o, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, yung mga scam na ganun, wala na.
So, napunta tayo sa scam bigla.
But, yun nga, yun yung mga bagay na okay, na-improve talaga ng ICT, no? Mm-hmm. So, sabi dito, ng DICT, with ICT, Information Communication Technology, gaining traction in the everyday lives of Filipinos, the DICT recognizes its significance in playing a bigger role as an effective tool for nation building. ICT has the power to foster inclusivity, enable security and efficiency, as well as strengthen connections. Alam naman natin to, social media pa lang, yung mga classmate mo nung kindergarten, ina-add mo, yung crush mo nung prep, ina-add mo. Between individuals, communities, and sectors. Okay, so maraming events ngayon ang DICT that cultivates digital opportunities for Pinoys. This June, diba?
So, meron tayo.
Anong highlights natin?
Tatlo yan. Launch of the National Government Portal. Wow. Bago
okay.
ba to? Hindi ko to alam.
Ila-launch na siya eh. Lunch and dinner.
Ay! Saan namin pa may Vienna rin. May snacks at the government portal. But yeah, they're launching, I guess, a new national government portal.
Sorry, natawa ko sa joke.
Meron tayong, kailangan ng laugh track.
Oo, oh, laugh track. Romeo laugh track.
Meron tayong unveiling ng national broadband plan.
Plan, okay. Ano pa yung sunod?
And continuation ng refocused free Wi-Fi internet access for public places.
Oo, kasi this... refocused. Okay. So, na-discuss natin to sa show before na they were testing. Naglalagay sila ng mga hotspots sa Quezon Circle.
Yeah.
Sa Memorial pala yan, di ba? Ganon. Yeah. And then, mga plaza, mga eskolahan. So, they're placing. And it's not that slow. I think, 2 per MBPS. Person. 1.5 to 2 per person. Cool. 2 Mbps.
Galing.
So, that's not so bad.
Yes.
Diba? And we asked people to try it out and then people said, try namin sa Circle pang Pogo. Pokemon Go.
Ah, okay. during ng time na yun.
Nung heyday ng Pokemon Go. Actually, binuksan ko siya ulit kasi yung friend ko nag-visit, bumisita sa bahay namin. Hi, Bianca.
Okay. Hi, Bianca.
And, yun, parang pagdating niya, binuksan niya agad yung Pokemon niya kasi nasa Maginhawa raw siya. So, baka may mga special. Parang, talaga, naglaro ka pa niyan?
Wow.
And then, tinignan niya ako na masama.
Nagsalita si Trixie.
Kasi nilaro ko ulit. Nung tinignan niya ako na masama, okay, sige, laruin ko ulit. So, I'm playing again. And dahil nga, naglalakad-lakad na ako more ngayon. Yeah, it's fun. Why? Judgment from you? Judgment from your account?
I can't relate. I never
relate. So we have that. And then so they focus free Wi-Fi internet access in public places project.
Sounds good. Okay.
Fun. Okay. And, kung meron kayong gustong gawin this...
or kung wala kayong gagawin sa June 19 to 23.
Ako, kung meron kayong gustong gawin na fun.
Ah, okay. Grabe siya. Different perspectives tayo. Sorry.
Ako, if you're looking for something interesting to do between 19 to 23 of June, there's an open house sa DICT. So the public is invited to visit. And it's an opportunity to be familiar with DICT's different services, projects, programs, and field operations.
Ito yung sa CP Garcia, tama? You're right beside Chet.
Yes.
Speaking of DICT, I would like to say hi to my boss.
Who's your boss?
Mr. Ibrahim. All right. Undersecretary.
Hi, Sermon.
Okay, hello po. I think I've interviewed him before. Yeah, so we can... We'll interview him again. Okay. So, punta kayo doon. I think I'm planning a field trip with Alyssa, our program researcher. Hi, Alyssa. Kasi nung research niya itong piece of news na to, sabi niya, Miss Trixie, punta tayo, please.
Ganun talaga.
Oo nga.
Oo! Asin talaga tayo mo sa kanya. Okay. Yeah. So parang, sige, Alyssa, ako i-drive kita doon.
Iwan na lang kita doon. In her vice.
Hindi, pupunta kami. Actually, I wanna see DICT right now. So there's a full list of programs and activities on the DICT website ngayong National ICT Month if you wanna check it out.
Awesome.
Okay. So
that's dict.gov.ph.
Yes, please visit. Maybe we'll see you. Diba? But baka pwede tayo mag live cast when we're there.
Sure. I've been to DICT recently. For mga projects and stuff. But meron sila dong parang permanent exhibit na actually ng mga old computers.
Oh, fun!
First floor. I'm guessing baka they're gonna put more this time. Pero yeah.
Okay.
Mga old printers, mga lumang
Mac.
Amazing! Gusto makita ba ako ng 3310 doon?
Ayun ako. Baka siguro maglagay sila ng mga ng section for mobile devices. Well, kung gusto mo yung updated model, then you're gonna have to wait till the end of June.
Ayun, but for sale na siya locally?
Yup.
So Disney. Okay, I see. So nakita nga namin dito, it's priced at 2,490 pesos. And I was reading up on it earlier. So the new 3310 comes in a load of different colors. May yellow, may orange. And then medyo malaking screen niya compared sa luma and colored yung screen.
Yes.
So it's your basic phone. So hindi siya smartphone. Pwede pang tawag, pang text. Meron siyang 2 megapixel camera.
Wow.
So, pwede na.
So clear. Hindi mo na kailangan ng filter.
Yun na. Yung filter mo, 3310.
Pag nag-picture ka, VGA filter. Let's do this.
ang lala. But yeah, so it's 2,490.
Eh, pwede na yun.
And alam mo pa meron doon, G?
Ano?
Snake.
Oh, I love Snake.
Pero updated Snake version. Updated version ng Snake, rather. And yung Snake may kulay. So, hindi ko alam kung magugustuhan mo. Medyo cute naman siya. And
pero then, gusto ko yung retro feels nung...
Oh, walang option siya na pwedeng gawing retro.
Diba, meron daw sa Facebook na gano'n. Facebook game na retro
Snake. Pwede kong ba mag-snake sa jeep habang, diba, nasa commute.
Oo nga yan, pwede ka mag-snake sa jeep, sa commute. Alam mo, secure ka na hindi ko kunin yung telepono.
Hindi
mo rin alam kasi medyo flashy siya this time.
Oo, may mga kulay. I'll get the neutral colors na lang.
May nakita video pala nito, yung drop test sila nitong to be fair naman matibay pa din ang
plastic body
nila up to fourth floor.
Oh my
to
gosh!
Be fair, ayos pa din yung 3310. We're talking about yung newest version.
Oh my goodness. So, okay, yeah. And other details about it is that one whole day talk time.
Ah.
So, kung may kausap ka, naka-unli ka na promo,
may kitalibabad pa.
Buong araw ka hanggang sunog yung tenga mo. Pwede kang whole day, 24 hours talk time. And fun stuff, 1 month battery life.
No, none
of that. 1 month.
Really?
Diba? So, ito talaga yung ideal backup phone.
Yeah.
Yung pag namatayan ka.
And then,
ng phone. Sorry. Ng phone and emergency.
Magaling.
And you just keep it in your bag. You don't even have to check it.
Oo nga. Parang, naka-ready lang siya, diba?
Naka-ready lang siya doon. And then, kailangan matumawag backup.
Decoy phone na rin siya.
Well, yeah. Pwede ito din. Po, kunin niyo po. Baka isang palpa sa'yo pagkuha nila. But yeah, I'm very interested in this. If someone will give it to me as a present, Romeo, naku, it's so...
Two-five.
Hindi ka nang pera kay Marco.
Two-five.
$2,490. Yon. So, end of June. Abangan.
End of June.
Abangan yan.
33.10.
Oh, meron na.
Making a comeback.
Hindi, yung lunch talaga. Well, parang sinoff-lunch siya in the Philippines. Yun. Okay, yay. So, Gian, ang oras na para mag-break na tayo.
Ang oras ay 30 minuto makalipas ang alas 5 ng hapon. Yes. Ang DZUP Signal 2 ay kapitapi ng KBP o kapitada ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP Signal 2.
Kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP.
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture! Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture! Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Ang lovers, parang saksakan at appliances. Hangga't konektado kayo, patuloy pa rin may spark at pagmamahal. Pero pagdating sa electric bill, hangga't nakasaksak, patuloy ang pagdaloy ng kuryente at ang pagmahal ng bill mo. Kaya ang connection, dapat sa love lang yan.
Tanggalin sa saksak ang appliances na hindi ginagamit. Save money as you save energy. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Wala namang nakakaintindi sa akin.
Hindi na nauubos ang mga problema ko.
Naawa lang sila sa akin.
Wala nang silbi ang buhay ko.
Ang depresyon ay hindi basta-basta. Maaari itong humantong sa malalang problema. Ang mga taong nagdadaan sa kondisyong ito ay nangangailangan ng pangunawa at profesional na pag-alaga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Talakayan!
At kami po ay nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan. Kung saan ang IT ay hindi pang eksperto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Marie.
And ako si Flores. Huh? But it is my name.
It is my name too. We're joined by...
Alberto.
Alberto.
And...
Meron ko pa second name? Ay, hindi yung second name niya. Kasi laugh track.
Why not? Laugh track is my middle name. Second name.
Exactly. Yes. So, may pangyayari last week na hindi ka tawa-tawa.
Yeah. Last week ba yun?
Ay, this week. The week that was.
Kasi paano siyang abong nga lang.
Yesterday. Yesterday, no? Yeah. Yeah, the week that was. Okay, yesterday, may nangyari po sa mga account holders ng BPI.
Yep.
So, kakaiba po to. Unang-una, ano bang BPI? Ano ibig sabihin ng BPI?
Bank of the Philippine Islands. Ano ba? Nag-doubt ako for a second. Kung tama ba? Nakatitig ako sa kanila.
Hindi, BPI, bawas pera something.
Wow!
Bawas pera
international. Bawas perang inipon.
Exactly. Bawas perang inipon. Hindi naman.
Hindi lahat nabawasan okay. Kaya. Excuse me.
Hindi lahat.
Oo nga, totoo.
Okay. We'll get to that.
Bagbag.
But yeah, BPI. Now the Philippine Islands, the third largest bank.
Oo. Nagulat ako dito.
With its 1.45 trillion assets.
Wow. This, according to Alyssa's research. Sabi ni Alyssa, it's the third. Akala ko siya yung one, first or second, sorry ah. Yeah. Akala ko BDO tsaka siya yung ano. Hindi ko alam na may Metrobank na sumingit.
Yeah, for sure.
Metrobank
always
isang?
Been Metrobank.
Oh.
Really?
I should know.
I don't.
Why should you know?
Kasi yan first bank ko. So alam ko yung...
Talaga? Parang Metrobank never appealed to me.
Metrobank yung may parang say kidney savers dati. Diba?
Oh. You're in good hands.
Yung may dolphin-dolphin. Tama, sila ba yun?
Yung ba yun? Yung ba yung sila nila, yung tagline nila?
Kasi accounts you're ako ng
good before. Hands with Metrobank. Tapos, ang minimum kasi nila doon, I think, was 2 or 3,000.
Okay.
Same maintaining BPI. Balance. Diba? Talaga?
Ay, 3,000 BPI.
Talaga?
Yeah, yung... For example, lagi akong below maintenance. Yay! I'm sorry.
Sorry din. Akala ko ang BPI, ay hindi kasi payroll. Sorry, my BPI.
Abang depende sa
my
type
very
of
first
account.
BPI was a payroll account and it never needed a maintaining balance. Okay, okay, so abangin pa lang. Meron pa lang 3 or... Yeah.
But yeah, it's the third largest bank in the Philippines.
The first is BDO, the second is Metrobank. BDO with 2.2 trillion. In assets and Metrobank with 1.55. So, ano nangyari? Ano ba nangyari sa atin last yesterday?
Well, people woke up to the news realizing na either nabawasan yung accounts nila or nagkaman bigla ng laman.
Lucky you! Yun, so, online banking, na-access pa siya noong umaga. Kasi,
Wednesday, this was Wednesday morning.
Kaya nga nila nalaman eh.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning ba? I parang think, kahapon.
Diba? Wednesday morning. Definitely hindi kahapon.
Wednesday morning.
Ano ba nangyari kahapon?
Kahapon, hindi sila maka-withdraw.
Oo, oh, hindi pa nila post ayusin.
Pero kahapon yung rage, di ba? Hindi ba kahapon yung rage?
Well, there people were raging since Wednesday.
Okay. Well, yeah.
But, yeah.
Sige, sige. Okay. Parang kahapon kasi buhay na buhay yung rage. Pero okay. Ngayon ka... Ay, oo nga. Tama.
I think Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday talaga yung absolute rage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baka third kahapon lang sila nakapag-post sa Facebook.
Okay. About it.
Kasi Wednesday, the whole day they were at the bank. Raging there.
Yeah. Tapos, but it was eventually disabled. The bank had to disable the online banking facility so they may be able to rectify these errors.
Yes. Syempre, naturally. Of course. This caused widespread panic.
Imagine
sino ba naman
yung mga titan.
Panic ako eh. Nakita ko meron akong 7 million.
Oh my God. Nagpanic ako anong gagawin sa 7 million.
Pangyate ba?
Pero totoo kasi.
Anak ba yat?
Ang daming kumalat na screenshot sa Facebook, diba? Na yung may mga biglang may 12 million.
12 billion.
Billion.
Which is odd. Pero sige, we'll talk about it more later. Nagkaroon nga ng mga dagdag. Bawas kayo ba guys na-access niyo yung accounts niyo?
Nung Wednesday, hindi pa. Na-access ko lang siya this morning.
Ako rin this morning.
But, yeah.
Kayo?
Wala ako, po ako.
Hindi na ako.
Oh! Nandiyan pa ang boses ni Romeo. Ikaw, Marco.
Ako, ayaw ko yung check kasi baka maiyak ako. Baka wala na yung 7
million. Nawala yung 7 million mo. So, either nadagdagan ng naging 14 or nawala.
Yeah.
Diba? So, ano ba exact? Sabi ng BPI mismo, they release a statement within the day as to what happened and promise that their client's money is intact and the issue will be resolved. It's just, it was a technical glitch lang
yes.
Now. There's no actual money involved.
In particular, a data processing glitch, sabi ng BPI.
So, hindi raw siya hinak. Hindi raw to kung ano-ano ang gawa ng kung ano-ano.
Yung balita, people were posting na sabi nila, ay, nako, BPI has been compromised, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. But syempre, BPI release naman agad the statement saying otherwise.
Sobrang prone or laging tinitira ang BPI, tinatarget ang BPI. Yes. Even with phishing scams.
Oh.
Yung mga isda. Ano ulit G ang phishing?
Phishing, it's yung, ano nga bang phishing? It's that when people try to get to, ano ba ta?
Get your data.
To get your data yeah. by parang nanghingi sasabihin. It's when you receive, like for example, an email saying na, we are from this company, blah, 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 and then we need access to your account, ganyan. So, manghingi sila ng account number mo. Some people will ask for your password, your PIN, import sensitive details. And ikaw, without knowing exactly, without really checking kung sino yung nanghihingi, bigay mo naman. And then, all of a sudden, yeah. Compromise na yung accounts
so
mo.
there are many ways to do this phishing. It could be, yun nga, they're gonna pretend, they're gonna look legit. I were from this bank, BPI, yep. BDO, Metrobank, ganyan-ganyan. Could you please provide your for security update, ganyan-ganyan. And then ikaw, if hindi ka na tumitingin ng maayos, reply ka naman. Yep. Wag!
Don't.
Atandaan nyo po lagi, there will never be a time where your banks will ask for your password or any of your personal information via email.
Yep.
Never. So, wag po tayo magre-reply to these emails, delete, block, whatever, yeah. Automatically. Okay? So, sinasabi ng BPI nga na hindi sila na-hack and internal issue, and so what we have to do is take the systems down so they can fix it. Ayan.
Kaya nag offline lahat ng mobile banking, yung online login nila.
Mm-mm. Sabi ni BPI President, exactly. Ito yung update ni BPI President and CEO Cesar Consing.
Yep.
Okay. So anong error G? Ano yung nangyari? Ayan. Exactly.
Sabi nila dito, ang nangyari was yung transactions noong between April 27 and May 2
Mm-mm.
were double posted as of June 6. Mm. So yun yung kaya nag either nadagdagan or nabawasan yung mga accounts ng mga tao.
Exactly.
Parang nangyayari kasi yun yung mga transactions na nangyayari sa lahat ng mga accounts natin. Mm. Siyempre may logs yan ng BPI. Ganyan. Tapos parang nangyayari, basically parang, think of it as na-copy-paste. Mm-hmm. Think of it in the simplest term. Na-copy-paste yung
data.
Yung transactions na yung data na yun. So, naulit lahat sila doon sa system.
Mm-hmm.
So, kung parang idea is kung nag-withdraw ka or nag-deposit ka or may nadagdagan yung account within that time period, parang naulit siya nung day na yon. So,
exactly.
Kaya nagdoble or nabawasan yung mga tao.
Yeah, so they're saying that it's an internal processing error. The wrong file was picked up. And then every day daw kasi, the system does batch processing and somewhere in the process, between midnight at noong umaga, nagkaroon ng error.
Yep.
So hindi natin alam kung it was a glitch made by the computer or made by a human.
Yes.
It's possible na may misclick.
Yeah, pwede.
Posible.
There was this issue then recently, although hindi naman dito sa Philippines, pero may nag-post sa Reddit na developer, junior developer siya, parang fresh grad, ganyan. Tapos, ayun ko nakita niyo to. Tapos, parang he posted na nag-worry daw siya for his career kasi parang first day on the job, he accidentally deleted the entire production database ng company nila.
Oh my god.
So, ang ginawa, fire siya on the day itself parang the company was threatening him na they're gonna pursue legal action kasi nga daw ganyan. Tapos parang ang nangyari naman doon. So, it was human error definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang nangyari was yung ibang mga developers na nakabasa ng story niya were parang on his side kasi parang in the first place kung junior developer ka at first day on the job mo hindi ka dapat bibigyan ng company ng ganung classing access privilege to do
exactly.
something like that
so it's still on them
but
it's
yeah with all tech stuff naman IT especially when you're dealing with servers and stuff kailangan lahat yun ng human intervention and anything na may human intervention laging prone yan to
human error and it's okay whoever
it's
did this kuya ate
kung assuming it's a human error.
If it's a human error, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's not gonna ruin your life.
There are more important things.
There are more important things like love.
True.
Peace, joy.
Sabi nga ni Wonder Woman.
Exactly. Yun, so they didn't even provide a number of people affected kasi confidential daw yun.
Yeah.
Okay, so yun nga, results is people panicked. And then, tama lang naman. And this is where I appreciated the
response.
The security protocols
okay.
that BPI has because you can't transfer or withdraw anything over 15,000 a day through your bank transfer.
Uh-huh.
Kailangan either ATM din yata 15 din ang max or kung gusto mo mas malaki kailangan talaga over the counter. Diba? So this is a good security protocol.
True.
Dati hassle 'yon kasi kami kuwari bumili kami as a group ng let's say a flight and we have to pay someone as a group. So medyo malaki yung pera. So we had to wait several days before we could complete the Pero now in this scenario, this is where you see how useful it is.
Yes.
So yun nga okay 'yon and then kinabahan pa ako yung iniisip ko dati kahapon was that okay, so paano yung mga nakakuha bigla ng ganito kalaki? Pwede ba nila i-withdraw yun? Hindi.
Yes.
Di ba yung nasagot? Hindi na pwede i-withdraw yung ganong kalaki.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, medyo awesome. Medyo awesome. And then, yun nga, nabalik na yung service. Medyo bad trip kasi lahat ng tao nag-over the counter. Meron nga namang mga nangailangan na on that day. Oh. Kailangan na magbayad ganito, ganyan, hindi ma-access. So, medyo hassle na malaki. And then, maraming hackers na nakakita ng parang opportunity for them to spread their horrendous ways.
Yes.
Pero okay na siya as of today. They're just experiencing if you're trying to log into your accounts, medyo mabagal kasi marami nga nagche-check.
Yes.
I didn't try. Hindi na ako sumubok when nung kasadsada nung pangyayari. Pero ngayon, I checked. Medyo weird lang ah. I checked yung pag-login mo, nandun yung balance, di ba?
Yeah.
Tama naman.
Yeah.
Pero when I looked at the transactions...
Yeah, nandun siya. Makikita mo.
Bakit nandun siya?
Eh, well, I guess baka hindi nila binother tanggalin.
Pero less yung money na total. So total is different from the figure you see when you land.
Baka, I guess they're gonna fix that on another day.
Okay, so parang, question mark yun.
Yeah.
Withdraw ko na lang lahat. But yeah, so it's still in progress. It's being investigated still. And then there's a possibility of them being penalized kasi this happened in a different company, different bank, a different country na nagkaroon ng IT error and they were penalized because of the stress and stuff like that. So, yun nga, posible rin magkaroon ng, malay mo, 500 pesos per person. Joke lang po, hindi totoo yun. Speculating lang, wishful thinking pala, hindi speculation. But yeah, they could be fined by BSP.
Yeah.
So pero ang priority nga raw nila ngayon is still restoring normal operations. Okay. Yon ang pangyayari po natin last week. If you have any stories about it, text us 0927-220-8332 kung nabigyan po kayo ng 5 billion.
Share nyo naman sa amin.
Alright. Call us at 503-8288. Okay, ang huling, ang oras na Marco?
It's
ano oras na Marco?
Ang oras po ay
5:46.
Okay, yan. Ang oras po ay 4 minuto bago mag-alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 6 na kasapi ng KBP o kapisa ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahing gumawa ng homework kahit gustong gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako.
Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Eh, hindi ba talaga tayo pwede magsama?
B, hindi maaari. Hindi ako makakabuti para sa'yo, lalo na sa taong magmamayari sa'yo.
Ibig sabihin ba nito, hindi tayo matched sa isa't isa?
Oo, at kailangan tayo ng ibang tao.
Ang dugo mo ay match sa dugo ng iba. Makiisa sa mga blood drive at mag-donate ng dugo sa mga nangangailangan nito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Italakayan!
At kami po nagbabalik dito sa Italakayan, kung saan ang IT ay hindi pa ma-experto lamang. Ma-experto lamang.
Kundi ka lamang inilalapit sa bayan.
Ako po si Trixie.
Ako naman si Jay.
Tinignan ko ni Romeo eh.
Medyo drenage time.
Ginadyo ni Romeo.
Panahon na yun.
So medyo nadulas ako ng konti. But anywho, ano pa ba?
Last quarter.
Hindi pa po, it's not too late to text. Please send us a message 9272208332 or call us at 503-8288 for any of your ICT stories. Yun. So may mga stories na totoo, may mga stories na fake. At alam naman tayong laganap ang fake stories ngayon. At sobrang laki ng judgment ko sa inyo if you post fake stories online. Yeah. Sorry.
And hindi lang siya local sa Philippines.
It's as a human being, medyo mababa.
All over. Everywhere. All over. My gosh.
Thanks to social media.
Hi pala, Marco. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. I'm Marco and I have something to say. Kapitin yung opening spiel mo.
True. Anywho, so meron ngayong bagong labas na, what's this? Ang tawag, extension?
extension or plugin or sa plug-in. Mga browser plugin.
Mm-mm. This is, I think, for Google Chrome. If you're using Google Chrome as a browser, yung browser po yung kung ano yung ginagamit natin pang check ng mga website, pang surf. We have Chrome, we have Firefox, mayroong gumagamit ng Opera, may gumagamit ng Safari, wala pong gumagamit ng Internet.
Oh, hindi mo binalam, ha?
Excuse me, ha?
Sorry.
Ako na lang
yan. I'm sorry. Baka na-offend ako. Ang bigat lang po kasi niyan. And if gumagamit po kayo ng IE, ano po, explore to tayo ng ibang
diba
browser.
May meme na ano yung ang gamit lang daw ng Internet Explorer para i-download si Firefox. I'm sorry.
You know, ano po to? Ang sentiment po namin, hindi to because of any bias or anything. It's just, factually speaking, mas mabagal talaga siya at mas konti yung pwede mong gawin.
But I think they're trying to improve it.
They're trying to improve it. So, every time there's a new release, try it and forget it.
For now.
Pero malay mo, mag-improve na siya ng bonggang-bongga, diba? But anywho, yun nga, sa Google Chrome, merong plugin na available. It's called Fake Block. Okay, so it was released a collaboration between the NUJP or the National Union of Journalists in the Philippines and also the CMFR or the Center for Media Freedom and Responsibility. So what's the aim?
The aim is, well, kaya nga fake block yung tawag. It's to block fake news.
Oh, exactly.
Hindi ko nakuha yun sa pangalan. Vague.
Okay, so ang binablock po niya ay mga articles from fake news sites on your Facebook feed.
Yes.
Yung sa wall. So, nangyari po dito, yung mga user nagsasubmit ng mga websites na napapansin nila na medyo nag-share, nagpa-publish ng fake news.
Yes.
On verified.
Tapos automatic na siya. Kapag naka-install tong plugin na to sa browser mo, then mabablock. Supposedly, hindi lalabas yung news, yung mga articles from those sites.
Yeah.
Fortunately, hindi ginamit ng isang cabinet secretary.
Ay! Yeah. Keep your political opinion to yourself. That's all time. It does not have to do anything to do with this show.
It's your responsibility.
Okay.
Everyone naman has to be.
Everybody has to be responsible.
Because
from the student who just started using the internet or the person who just started using the internet to the very top, dapat responsable po tayong lahat. Yes. So if you come across something on your Facebook feed that you feel is fake news, pwede siya i-report dun sa fake block. And then a team of journalists will look into your concern, and if verified, the website will be added to the fake block list of sites. This comes from fake block itself. So sabi nga ng NUJP, hindi po tayo dapat maniwala sa lahat ng binabasa natin. We need to constantly question. We need to reclaim the truth. We need to reclaim our news feeds.
Dali-dali lang mag-google. Dali-dali lang
mag-google. True. Ano yung call to action, G, ng fake block?
So, stop fake news from spreading in 3 easy steps. Diba parang recipe lang to? Una, download fake block from the Chrome Store.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see a fake news site, report it dun sa... yon sa fake block.
Mm-mm.
And you'll be notified the next time the site appears on your feed, so you won't click or share it.
Coolio. So brands, ito pa, brands are also encouraged to download the list of fake news sites and refrain from placing ads with them.
Ah, okay.
Because how do these fake news sites get funded anyway? With these ads. So clicks and advertisements allow fake news sites to thrive. So hanggang meron silang pera, hanggat meron silang pondo, lagi silang magsusulat ng fake news nila. So, kung ikaw ay brand, company na nag-advertise online, pull your ads from these sites that continue to publish fake news. Which is a question.
Why?
Because you're a company.
Uh-huh.
And you're a commercial company. And then, of course, ano bang mas importante sa'yo? The clicks? Or that you're publishing in a fake website? Fake news website? I don't know. If you have integrity as a company, come on, guys. Please lang. And then, meron din tong danger. Iisip ko lang yung mga danger nito, no? I wouldn't mind installing this. But then again, the trolls are very easy to mobilize.
Yes.
They can submit legit spaces into this. And, I don't know, crash it or what. Overload the journalists, the team of journalists with a list of ano na legit naman.
Well, hopefully they've na-figure out na nila yun. And sila, on their end, meron silang algorithm or something. Okay. Na pag nag-submit ka ng, babang kumbaga meron silang blacklist and whitelist. Mm-hmm. Whitelist yung mga alam nilang sure naman na nagpo-post ng legit news.
Mm-hmm.
So pag may nag-try mag-submit ng mga na dun sa list na yon, then it doesn't even have to go to yung this team of journalists. Automatic, parang ignored lang siya.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, why are you submitting this? It's legit okay naman.
That's the hope.
Hopefully.
Uh-oh, yeah, yun ang ating pangarap. Pangarap. Okay, so yun, try to check that out. Install it on your Chrome if you can. Test it. And then, I don't know, if you're satisfied, keep it there. If you're not, yeah, make something. Gawa kayo ng gusto.
At the very
niyo
least, kung wala ka mang, hindi ka gumagamit ng Chrome, wala kang ganitong plugin,
mm-mm,
maging responsable ka na lang sa mga nakikita mo online.
Sana tinuturo to sa school, no?
Actually, dapat tinuturo yung ano man tawag dito? Internet
etiquette. Maybe.
Dapat may ganong
bata pa lang natuturuan ng mga
Dapat yun nga, pag nakita ka ng fake news sa phone mo, basagin mo na yan.
Yung phone?
Uh-oh.
Oh no, paano pag nabasag yung screen?
Naka-Nokia, ano naman siya?
Tapos na tayo dun sa news na yun.
Ibato mo naman yan. Yeah, patama yung sabi ni G. Paano pag nabasag yung screen?
Ano yan?
Well, actually,
what's bigger there?
Meron yung tayong news about that.
Pag nabasag yung screen mo at nagkataong iPhone siya.
Apple device.
Apple device, yeah.
Oh yeah. Ending note lang, no.
Good news.
Advice lang for
ito
those.
Hindi to fake news.
Hindi to fake news. This is good news. Advice lang for people who are using iOS devices, okay, mobile phones rather, made by Apple. So Apple is set to deploy screen repair machines. Kayo, if you've ever experienced breaking an Apple iPhone screen, masakit sa kaluluwa yon.
Clumsy ka eh.
Hindi nga ako nakabasag eh, di ba? Mas masakit. Ibang tao nakabasag. But anyway, my husband also recently broke his phone.
Oh, hindi lang phone eh, pati ko.
Grabe siya. Hi, Sai. Anyway, yung basag ng phone niya, he was using an iPhone 6. Medyo yung parang Tree of Gondor talaga na. Wow. Namuno sa buong screen. So talagang kadiri siya tignan. Yung basag ko kasi my phone is broken right now pero sa kanto.
Hindi siya nakaka-apekto dun sa ano.
Hindi natamaan yung screen at all. Yes. So it's totally fine kaya hindi ko pinapaayos. Kasi mahal po yun. But anyway, and matagal but now apparently hindi na siya ganun. So magbibigay sila ng 400 machines, custom machines for repairing broken iPhone screens. So this will be in authorized retailers in 25 countries.
Cool.
Okay, so it's called the Horizon. Mm-hmm. And the target deployment is the end of the year. So, meron ng mga part ng pilot program like in London, Shanghai, Singapore, nandun na. They're using it already. So, ano yung premise? Same day repair. Dati, sa Green Hills lang makakagawa ng same day repair.
Hello, kuya.
Hi po sa mga katoto namin dyan. But now, pwede na ito mangyari. Kasi nga, dati, if you give it to the reseller, the authorized retailer, araw, linggo, hihintayin mo before it's replaced.
Mag-aantay pa po ka ng parts eh. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ipapa-deliver pa.
And then, ang difference niya rin sa ano, kasi this is what I noticed. So, my husband brought it to Green Hills.
Okay.
And sure, it was fixed. And they had the machine. They had this odd-looking machine.
Yeah.
And it was able to put glass and stuff on it. So, nawala nga, na-replace nga yung salamin. Pero yung ano,
hindi sakto.
Yung sa fingerprint button na bilog, hindi exact.
Ooh.
I mean, hindi siya big deal sa kanya. Hindi nga niya napansin. Eh ako kasi medyo may toyo ako eh. So yung mga maliliit na bagay na ganyan, napapansin ko. But hindi pantay sa kanya ganun. Okay lang, basta nagpa-function as good as ano, good as new. Which it does naman. Kaya lang, di ba, nakakairita kung hindi pantay sa bilog yung glass.
True.
Parang nakaurong ng konting-konti lang. Like less than a millimeter.
Kapag may nakakita, i-judge ka. Fake yung phone mo. Ba't ganyan?
Pero okay lang yun. What do I care what they say? Diba?
Should be that.
Should be. Pero yun nga, there's that option. Pero kasi yun nga, parang feeling ko rin, mas maganda yung pakiramdam ko when I'm using original products.
Yes.
Kasi you know na the quality is there.
Tama.
So, kayo na bahala if you want to go for that option or you want to wait for the Horizon to come.
Hopefully.
Sa Horizon ba, kasama ba dito yung mga lumang,
Oh.
Probably. Sige, we'll update you on that. Malamang naman, I think.
Sana.
Mm-mm, kasi Apple naman, hindi man naka-specify kung ano eh. Possibly iPad rin kasama dito.
Pabibigyan naman sa akin ni Sai yung iPhone.
Alright, so good news po yun sa ating lahat na gumagamit ng gantong device. And I'm sure kasi for Android, it's easy to replace screens.
Green Hills lang din yan.
Okay, yun. So we don't promote anything illegal. But we do promote responsible use of your devices.
Yes.
Okay, so yes! Nakatapos naman po tayo ng isang oras ng talakayan at balitaan o Taliban. Dito po sa Italakayan. But before we go, Romeo, meron ka bang gustong batiin? Woo! From school, from work.
Hello, binabati ko yung Yoyo Santipolo, saka yung nanay ko.
Yay! Good job, Romeo! Ayun. So, magandang hapon po sa ating lahat at we'll see you again next time.
Happy weekend!
Happy weekend! Long weekend!
Bye!